Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be generally cloudy, might have a passing shower, might even see a snowflake here and there. High today around the mid-40s. Kenosha currently 38 degrees, 32 in Burlington, Milwaukee 39, 37 in Racine. First District Congressman and current House Speaker Paul Ryan will have a Republican challenger in the fall election. Lake Geneva businessman Paul Nalen has entered the race, including the launch of a Facebook page. Nalen's actually a former Ryan supporter, but he claims he decided to run because the Janesville Republican has not lived up to his promises and has betrayed conservatives. Democrats Tom Brough and Ryan Solon previously announcing their candidacies for the fall election. There's a new presidential candidate poll out showing Democrat Bernie Sanders leading Hillary Clinton and Republican Ted Cruz with the narrowest edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin's presidential primary. The public policy poll has Sanders leading Clinton 49% to 43% with 8% undecided. That compares to the recent Marquette Law School poll that has Sanders leading 49 to 45%. Cruz has 38% in the public policy survey to 37% for Donald Trump, 17% for John Kasich. The former mayor of Newark, New Jersey, now U.S. Senator from that state, Cory Booker, making a campaign appearance in Racine on behalf of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. In addressing about 75 Democratic supporters at Wilson's Coffee and Tea in the West Racine area, Booker said, "Here we are at another crossroad in history, and this is a doozy.
We are now seeing clear choices about who we're going to be as a country. This is a doozy, I'm telling you right now. We now have people who are espousing, rolling back so many of those things we're talking about. Rolling back voting rights, trying to restrict the right to vote. We already see the attempts to roll back women's rights, access to health care like Planned Parenthood. Really trying to undermine workers' rights as well."
He said this election is going to decide a multitude of issues affecting all Americans. And while noting his mayoral days of hiring people, he said, "We're trying to hire someone to do a job in reference to the next president." The latest Marquette Law School poll giving Governor Scott Walker a 43% approval rating. That's among 1,400 registered voters. 53% disapprove. First time in almost a year that the governor has received more than 40% support. Past polls show his approval rating was about 50-50 up until the time he spent outside of the state campaigning for president, which he, of course, stopped last fall. Racine Police Chief Art Howell, who was a finalist for the job in Rockford, Illinois recently, getting a pay increase with his two-year contract extension that he got from the Police and Fire Commission. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Howell has been chief since April 2nd of 2012. The Racine Police and Fire Commission, during a special meeting after Howell was named as a finalist for the chief's job in Rockford, Illinois, voted to extend his contract for 2 years. The terms of the contract were negotiated with the city. According to a news release from the mayor's office, Howell will receive a nearly 5% pay increase from his current base salary to about $116,500 a year. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A Mount Pleasant man appearing in court to face charges stemming from two separate incidents. 37-year-old Christopher Fink accused of racking up more than $3,000 in charges on an ex-girlfriend's debit card. Told police that he wasn't aware that the card was missing until the authorized charges were discovered, that from the woman. In that case, Fink charged with 6 counts of felony personal ID theft for financial gain. The other case has Fink charged with second offense possession of cocaine, that after a traffic stop in the city earlier this month. He's going to be back in court on both cases next week. Family and friends among those attending a Racine Interfaith Coalition prayer vigil last night on the far northeast side of Racine for James Norris, the restaurant delivery driver shot and killed in the 3900 block of Green Street.
He would literally take his shirt off of his back for anybody. He didn't have to know who they were. And he did it time and time again and did what he could for everybody. He was a family man. He wasn't into drugs and gangs and everything else. He was just trying to make a living. And he was a hustler. He knew how to make a dime and take care of what he needed. And he is forever missed and loved deeply.
The 37-year-old Norris leaving behind 7 children along with his wife and disabled mother. Donations for the family being suggested on GoFundMe as well as at Educators Credit Union. No arrest has yet been made in that case. The Racine Public Works and Services Committee recommending the hiring of a contractor to handle sidewalk inspection and the shaving of sidewalks in need of minor repairs as a response to the Common Council deciding at budget time to shift the cost of that kind of work into the capital borrowing category as well as replacement of sidewalks versus taxpayer assessments. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen explaining a company called SafeStep does this work exclusively with the inspection part at no additional cost.
Everything's GIS reference. We'll go around town and they will do inspections. They'll identify which sidewalk squares can be, that has like a vertical displacement that can be sawed, which ones will require replacement, which ones could be amenable to mud jacking.
Yellen says SafeStep does this kind of work all over southeast Wisconsin, Milwaukee especially, plus northern Illinois. He noted it's difficult to put a solid cost on what this will entail, but he's projecting a cap of about $150,000. Inspections and the shaving of sidewalks will be a part of the city's amended effort on the sidewalks that coincides with continued replacements. This will all be done with a contractor as well, all covered again by the city's capital budget. The Institute of Supply Chain Management, Milwaukee's chapter, and the partnering Marquette University are reporting their index, which measures the manufacturing sector of southeast Wisconsin plus northern Illinois. It stayed on the positive side all through the month of March. With anything above 50 being positive, the index was at 57.78 this month versus 55.22 in February and 50.36 in January. Third consecutive positive month, 20th of the past 31 months for measuring business conditions. Looks like Costco switched from American Express to Visa. It's going to be a win-win for customers. Mark Chase reporting the Warehouse Club, which has operations including in Kenosha, set to switch to the new payment method in June.
The Costco Visa will give shoppers 4% cash back on the first $7,000 of gas they buy. By comparison, the Costco Amex only gave 3% cash back on the first $3,000 of gas purchased. In addition, the Costco Visa will also give club members 3% cash back on restaurant and some travel purchases and 2% back on Costco purchases. All cash back from the Costco Visa will still be issued in a voucher that can only be redeemed at Costco. I'm Mark Chase.
State Department of Natural Resources says the trumpeter swans experienced a significant surge in population after having almost been hunted out of existence at one point. The most recent survey found a total of just under 4,700 trumpeter swans compared to less than 700 back in 2010. Biologists began to reintroduce the birds in the late 1980s after a long absence. And if you're heading off to the Brewers games this year, be aware more safety nets will be in place at Miller Park. Major League Baseball issuing recommendations to add more netting after a woman was hurt by a line drive, in fact, at a Brewers game last year. Laura Turek is still undergoing surgeries after her eye was injured and her forehead fractured in three places. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are there whenever you want. Just look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.